Good afternoon, Mr. Lino Ferreira.
Good afternoon.
We are here for an interview for the Future Skills 2022 project, which aims to promote upskilling and reskilling for the European workforce. With this in mind, I wanted to briefly interview you about the importance of technology design for what remains of the 21st century. The World Economic Forum identified that technology design is one of the most important skills of the future. Do you agree with this observation?
I have to say that in general, yes. Because we are talking about design as the development of products or the renewal and adaptation of old products to new industrial functions. Something I think that is very important. Many of the industries find it difficult to move forward, and especially the part of retrofitting. Some of the equipment makes it much easier for these industries to take the next steps.
Very good. And considering that the focus of this project is upskilling and reskilling of both Portuguese and European workers, do you believe that it is possible to teach the basics of technology design to workers who are not in the field? In other words, do you think it is possible to transmit knowledge to them in a short time so that they can adapt to a more demanding labor market and substantial skill set?
More or less. I feel that in this type of areas the basics are necessary. However, these basics are actually previously learnt generally. If we try to insert the basics, retrofit machines or other types of technologies, I think that the basics of these technologies' development are necessary to be able to reach a certain point. Because the part of retrofitting or developing new products is already a little more advanced.
So, to go back to basics, because that is what it is about, first we try to train workers who, since they do not want to lose their workplace and will have to readapt, will have to start learning the basics to try to gain some proficiency in the new task. What softwares or types of training do you believe that a worker who wants to start in the area can install or start accessing?
I think that for this type of things, especially on the development part, we can divide this into maybe two or three areas. I would say in terms of physical design, I mean, having the object in hand, and this includes, for example, a box, having an electronic device with a case, and here we are already entering in more or less two rather different fields. That would be the hardware design component part related with mechanics, making the fittings of some of the boxes or other types of functionality. On the industry part, software packages are often used, but are hard to access by amateurs due to the high prices of the programs. Spending around €15,000 or more is not easy. So I would suggest some software packages that are free, or at least free for a year or two. I would say that in the design part of the more mechanical component Fusion 360, which is curiously the software that I have been working on in the part adapted to the industry, but for a person who wants to start learning, I feel that there are many people with many tutorials, many forums to answer questions.
Is there a community?
Exactly. And whoever wants to do it as a hobby, if only to learn for a while. I am in doubt if it is free forever or if it is just free for a year. In the electronics section there are free software packages, for example KiCad, Eagle used to be, but nowadays it is not. However, in electronics I am only remembering KiCad, which also has a community. I am aware of this because I have been searching other things for other software packages and I found many questions from people who worked with KiCad and there were people answering and I think it is a software with heads and feet.
The part of having a community that can answer questions to workers who have never noticed technology and who are starting with something that is not their area at all is important. It is important to have this easy access to the internet, do basic research and understand how something works.
Yes. I agree.
Do you believe that there is already some training initiatives that workers can attend for free, especially in Portugal? Or are you unaware of any for this type of area?
Actually, all VET courses in the fields of electronics, mechatronics, automation and industry touch these areas. But these would be for people who didn't complete high school. For people who did it and want to look for something similar, there are also courses and specializations, for example Level 5, that also exist in these areas, especially in the fields of electronics, mechatronics and industry automation. If I'm not mistaken, these three exist.
Which institutions can certify these level 5 training courses?
There are universities that offer it. There are private institutes as well.
University of Porto in Aveiro?
Yes, yes. Private institutes in Santa Maria de Feira, in the Oliveira do Azamês area, have this type of course.
That's very good. How long do you believe that a worker, who already has a job, that is, someone who is already working on something, would take time to gain enough skills to become minimally autonomous in technology design? How long would it take a person who cannot do this full-time to gain some proficiency?
Everything obviously depends on the person's will and enthusiasm. I would say that a person who, at the moment, has a lot of desire and enthusiasm to learn these kinds of things, I think that to be proficient and to really be able to work in the area, I would say, if you are a top person, if you are a very dedicated person or individual, 6 months. 6 months to a year, a very talented person or a fairly talented individual who is motivated. People who are motivated, but don't have that determination of striving for evolution on a daily basis, which is understandable especially when a person comes from work reaches a point that is extremely difficult to find motivation to learn new things, sometimes a person just wants to rest. I would say it would take from a year to two and maybe a little longer. This in order to be able to effectively work in the area and know what you are doing.
I am very grateful to Mr. Ferreira for your participation in this short interview. Your contribution was great and thank you very much. For more information, visit our website www.fs2022.eu and our Facebook page Future Skills 2022 Project.